Welcome to Glad News for Muslims, a ministry to motivate, encourage, and equip believers and churches to love all people and to communicate the good news of God's love and salvation to all, including those who practice Islam. One out of every four people living in the world today is a Muslim. The Muslim population doubles every 20 years. Muslims are growing rapidly in Europe, Australia, Canada, and America. In fact, in Southern California alone, there are 1.5 million Muslims. With more, here's your host, Sammy Tanago.
Welcome back, my brothers and sisters. So, today we are continuing to explore, discuss the topic of the challenge of the unreached people. And just to remind you, and for those who are joining us for the first time, we are living in a very exciting times. Yes, Christianity is spreading all over the world as never before in history. However, the tragic reality is a huge number of people are still unreached with the gospel. Most of them Muslims, Hindu, and Buddhist. The largest unreached people group is Muslims. And our goal must be establish a church in the midst of every people group. Why? Because the gospel easily spread but does not easily jump. The gospel, Christianity, often spread within a community where relevant churches do exist, but does not normally jump cross cultural boundaries between people groups, especially if there are barriers created by hate or prejudice. So the important point is extending the gospel beyond these cultural barriers requires intentional cross-cultural mission work. Okay, so now we are going to continue and let you know that the unreached, unengaged people groups are those groups that don't have a missionary or Christians actively reaching out to the people within these groups. Okay? Let me make the picture clearer by mentioning that the Christian leaders in America and pastors today, we need to pray for them. Because even though God gave them technology and manpower, they haven't reached many unreached people groups, especially among Muslims, unreached people groups. But the good news is the remaining unfinished task is small when you compare it to the rich resources God gave the church in America today. So why I'm saying that? I'm saying that because maybe God can use you to pay your pastor's attention and to pay some of the Christian leaders' attention and help them. When you identify unreached people group, help them to have a vision and help them to invest some of the resources, technology, technical support, financial support that God brings the church, invested in reaching one unreached people groups. So we need to feel the urgency, have a vision, resolve, obedience to Christ. Why? Because we are responsible, you and me. You can't throw all the responsibility on the pastors and Christian leaders. Why? Because they are doing so many good things, so many wonderful things, especially teaching us the Bible, helping us to grow spiritually. But you and I, we need to be good stewards, to use our time and the gifts God gave us, the resources and the blessings God has given us. God gave each one of His children something that can be used to accomplish His goals in making disciples of all nations. And we are talking here today specifically about we need to cross or jump the boundaries to bring about gospel movements for the first time to an unreached people group. And when we talk about unreached people group, it is a people group within which there is no indigenous community of believing Christians able to evangelize their people group. I'm trying to make the picture clear. God has given you and me a task that can be completed in our days. We are living now in the generation, I believe, that will finish the task of sharing Jesus with all unreached people groups. Very exciting. Every day in my life is an exciting day because as I am surrendering my life to God, as I am striving, making every effort to obey God and to listen to Him and to walk by faith, God gives me things to do that will expand His kingdom. Very exciting. Okay, now I have to share with you some good news. In the past 10 years, our pastors, I'm talking here pastors in America and the mission organizations in America, sent thousands of full-time workers. And together, they planted thousands of churches among unreached people groups. I am so grateful that God has been using our ministry to extend the gospel among unreached people groups and to win many Muslims to Christ in areas where the gospel never been shared and communicated before. You know, maybe in the future, I need to talk a little bit about what God has been doing in and through our ministry. I haven't been doing that for a while. But maybe I should share some of our personal testimony and experience because that might give you a good example to share with your Christian leaders and pastors and will give you a more clear picture of what ministry is all about. Okay, so now we are living in the generation that will finish the task of sharing Jesus with all people groups. Nobody can get the job done by himself, and no church does it alone, but together we can be used to accomplish the unfinished task. Pastors and Christians in America should partner with ethnic Christians. Why? Because together we can do what neither of us can do alone. But I want to emphasize to you, we are living in a very exciting time. Because God, you know, God is the one who's doing everything, of course, working behind the scene. God is preparing an army all over the world, including in America, to finish the task of establishing churches among unreached people groups. Hallelujah. Thank you, God, for using us. Thank you, God, for working on our lives. Thank you, God, for the trials and sufferings that you allow to come to our lives that makes us more in harmony with your eternal plans and causes us to focus more on you and on serving you and on your kingdom than focusing on building our kingdom on earth. Thank you, God, for everything that you are doing in our lives and the plan to do through our lives. You made our lives meaningful, interesting, even exciting many times. Okay, you might be wondering, Sammy, but what can I do? What can we do? Okay, let me mention a few specific things that our ministry has been doing, some of them, and we try to do all of them, but let me mention to you some. You can use social media. Actually, I am praying right now that God will send our ministry wonderful, brilliant American Christians to help us using social media, YouTube, Google, and even letting other Christians know about our website, because I put all my radio programs in the website and videos so we can be used through the internet. Okay, you tell me, well, Sammy, I don't have the skills, but I have a job, I work, and I tell you, well, you have a job, thank God, you can donate to more money to your church and to ministries that reaching unreached people groups. You can donate to missions. You can help with the money that you make. Certainly, we can't afford that all of us will be full-time in the ministry. you can tell me, okay, how about your church can be involved in printing and distributing very good, effective Christian materials and give these materials to unreached people groups. We can use more radio. We can use satellite TV. We can make film ministry. Why? Because do you know how many Christian films are done for you and for me as Christians in America? Every year, hundreds, I don't know, thousands. Do you know how many Christian films, even 5 minutes, is done to share Jesus effectively with Muslims? I don't know of any, but I have ideas. I need Christian Americans to come alongside of me and tell me, Sammy, what is your scenario? What do you want to say in the film? Even 5 minutes. And we're going to make it happen. Actually, I know a studio that can record it, but we need the help of Christian Americans to get involved. We can shoot a film, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, to share Jesus effectively with Muslims, talk to Muslims, and we can spread that film through social media, internet, to millions of Muslims here in America and overseas. And instead of making another Christian film for Americans. Even you tell me, well, we can make another Christian film for Christians and for non-Christians in America. I tell you now, that's not the most urgent thing needed. Why? Because non-Christians and Americans, they have thousands of help to introduce them to Jesus Christ and God's love. They have Christian radio, they have Christian satellite TV speaking to them, they have Christian books, they have hundreds of Christian movies for them, but the unreached Muslim people groups have nothing. Okay, now what else? Pray and let God guide you. What is the goal? The goal is to have disciples of Jesus in every people group in all nations, not only in America, not only in Mexico. Mexico has thousands of good churches, but there are areas where Muslims live, they have zero churches. Messiological breakthrough is what we need. The messiologists all over the world define it as serving people groups that do not have a churches among them. That's what we need, to have disciples of Jesus in every people group in all nations, serving people groups that do not have a churches among them. Messiological breakthrough. Okay, let me ask you, why God desire us to establish a church in the midst of every people group? Why not just focus on evangelizing everybody in America? And that can keep us busy, of course. Why God wants us to establish a church in the midst of every people group instead of establishing a church in every corner in America? That's what we have been doing. Why? Because Christianity easily spreads within a community where relevant churches do exist, but does not normally jump across cultural boundaries between people groups, does not easily jump from one people groups to another. Again, I must repeat this because you are not listening by accident. It's a divine appointment. God wants you to do something about it. That's between you and God. Why God does not want us to focus on establishing a church in every corner in America, but to shift our focus, to expand His kingdom, and to establish churches in the midst of every people group that doesn't have a church among them. The reason is Christianity easily spreads within a community where relevant churches do exist. There is no shortage of evangelistic efforts in America. So we need to be strategic. We need to be wise in what God wants us to do. Use our minds. And we need to realize Christianity easily spreads within a community where relevant churches do exist, like America. But the gospel does not easily jump across cultural barriers from one people group to another. So extending the gospel beyond these cultural barriers require intentional cross-cultural mission work. Once the gospel is established within a people group, Christianity often spread rapidly. It's exciting. Okay, so do you want me to give you an example? In the past few decades in China, Christianity grew from 1 million to 100 million. Nepal, in 1980, was totally Hindu kingdom with a few persecuted Christians. Today, there are hundreds of thousands of Christians, and the churches have been established within each of its more than 100 distinct people group. Why? Because thank God for some pastors and Christian leaders in America that focused on these unreached people group. So we praise God for those pastors and those Christians and those mission organizations. Okay, now I need to ask you and to remind you and to share with you, in case if you didn't hear last program, what is the term unreached people group refers to? Because we are talking about reaching the unreached people group. So what is unreached people group refers to? It refers to people groups without viable church movement. Why a church movement within a people group are so significant? Why? Why a church is established within unreached people group is more important and more strategic than a church established in one of the other corners, a city in America? Because the work of evangelism and the work of social transformation is carried out by local people, not by outsiders. Okay? So our goal must be evangelize every possible ethnicity, every different dialect, And of course, we are not the one who is doing it. God is working throughout history, pursuing and fulfilling his mission. God is saving people every day. Very exciting. You and I are invited to join God in what he's doing. This is not our idea. This is not something that we are trying to do because we wanted to do. Because God is the one who put the desire in our hearts to help more people enjoy his love and salvation. Now, God is the reason for the rapid increase of Christian movements and activities. God is the reason. He's behind every genuine Christian ministry. And God brought you, guided you to hear our program because God desires to complete some of his eternal purposes through you and through your fellowship. Very exciting! You could be doing anything else right now, but you are listening to this important topic. God desires you to accomplish some of his eternal purposes today.
I have a coworker who's a Muslim. We talk here and there, but it's hard to answer some of his questions.
Okay, we do have a fellow here in our church who is an Egyptian, and he probably knows more about the Muslim faith than what they know. Mm-hmm. And he's written a book titled, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend. Many Muslims have been converted after reading this book. I would highly recommend this book by Sammy Tanaho on God Loves You, My Muslim Friend.
This is a really, really good book because it focuses on the love of God for the Muslim, where he shows the biblical revelation of God and his relationship with us is that of father and child, where the Quranic revelation of God is master and slave. And the gospel brings us into the family of God as children of God with a loving, gracious Heavenly Father. Not to mention the fact that the biblical story is true and the story of the Quran is not true.
I have to tell you that God guided me to write the book, Glad News, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend, to answer questions Muslims usually ask about our Christian faith and to present Jesus in the most understandable, convincing, and attractive way to Muslims. God used the Glad News book to help thousands of Muslims become followers of Christ. You can read many testimonies on our website. Please buy as many Glad News books as you can. Keep one of them. Give one to your pastor and the others to the Muslims you will meet through divine appointments. I encourage you to believe that when you take actions and invest in our ministry, God will use your life to help so many Muslims spend eternity with him. To order, call 714-514-2558. Again, 714-514-2558. We are out of time for today. We'll continue this topic next time. But I want to mention, I would love to speak at your fellowship, to equip your fellowship to share Jesus effectively, including Muslims, so your fellowship can be used to expand God's kingdom. You can reach me at 714-514-2558. Again, 714-514-2558. If God puts it on your heart to enable us to share Jesus effectively with more Muslims, you can donate at our website. Salam.
You've been listening to Glad News for Muslims with Sammy Tanago. For more information about the ministry, visit gladnewsministry.com. You can also call 714-514-2558 or write Sammy, S-A-M-Y, at gladnewsministry.com. This program is sponsored by Calvary Chapel, Costa Mesa.